28 years ago, Glennis Redmond was a clinical counselor for the state of South Carolina and the mother of twin toddler girls when she learned her excruciating condition had a name, fibromyalgia. After absorbing the ramifications of her diagnosis, she recalls thinking of a prescient line of verse from the poet Lucille Clifton.
Every day something has tried to kill me and has failed. And it was just this awakening of sorts. That poem made me think, well, if you're going to be sick, if you're going to not feel well, what's going to make you want to get up in the morning?
Redmond had come from a family of storytellers, and she first wrote and performed poetry as an outlet of personal expression.
I was worried about getting whatever toxins mentally, emotionally, psychologically, culturally, I was bent on getting that out of my psyche, out of the vessel of who I am.
Before long, she evolved into one of the country's eminent voices connecting contemporary Black experience to Black lineage. Redmond lives in Greenville, but she said she grew her wings as a poet in Asheville. Her latest connection to this city is a collaboration with the visual artist Julian Davis. He reached out to Redmond to compose and recite verse inspired by the folk legend of the South Carolina water spirit, Simbi, which has roots in West and Central Africa.
In many fold tongues, we all pray like air. Wisps and lashes, we wail loud and louder. Our cries, the only thing we possess. We let our songs overtake us. Sometimes we sound like a blessed choir. Clashing notes sometimes meet in powerful harmony. We know Simbi will never forsake us.
Redmond said she sees the Simbi legend as connected to her work. And while there are plans for the text of the poem to come out in a book, Redmond's performance of it is only being released on vinyl.
What a way to weave a thread between the worlds from Africa to the United States, and which is the core of my work. And so it's embodied in this vinyl.
Redmond, whose father was a jazz blues gospel pianist, helped develop the poetry slam scenes in Greenville and Asheville. The form reminded her of the energy of Black Baptist churches, but she saw her own poetry coming more from the tradition of griot storytellers. She performed in domestic shelters, boys and girls clubs, and schools, meeting an early goal of 5 public readings each month.
The introvert is the poet who looks inward. And then the extroverted part of myself is the teaching artist, the literary citizen who feels put upon to give away what I have received.
Performances brought Redmond all over the country and beyond and elevated her into a Kennedy Center teaching artist.
I was walking the world like an able-bodied person, but I was disabled. And even though I had the passion and drive for poetry, it was wracking my body. You know, it was killing me.
She cut back her travel a number of years ago, but has continued a strong presence in this region. She said new poems continue to reveal themselves inside her.
My poems are lined outside my door. Early in my career, I was answering the door for who knocked the loudest. When you first start writing, I think you're young in your practice. And so I was doing these anthems. As I have advanced in my career, I have more patience and time to listen to the poems that are outside my door that are whispering.
Earlier this year, Redmond was diagnosed at stage 3 with a form of blood cancer that hospitalized her for a month. She said she will be on medication for it the rest of her life.
The pain that I'm in related to the cancer some days is unsurmountable. I try not to let it get in the way of my living, but to be truthful about it, it's a rough life to live.
Redmond moved from Asheville back to Greenville 10 years ago, and as her poetry saved her life nearly 3 decades ago, she said it's doing the same for her today.
I think that return to South Carolina rooted me in a way to tell this ancestral story that has not been taken. So I'm on a path that there's no way I'm going to run out of material. I'm going to run out of life before I run out of material.
The poems Redmond recorded for the Simbi Project will be part of a book of her poetry she expects to be out in 2022. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.